Skagway's Rec Center transforms into a dojo during the center's latest offering, karate classes. And Southeast Alaska Independent Living is offering senior veterans more choice in their health care. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Mike Swayze. Those stories are up next. There's a new class this year being offered at Skagway's Rec Center. It's a balance between mental and physical fitness called Shotokan Karate, and it's led by Sensei Ian Hayes, who's lived in town for about a year. Sensei Ian Hayes has been practicing karate for about 30 years, and he remembers the night the love affair started for him. It was midsummer in the early 90s, and his parents took him to the theater to see Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I was just about to go into first grade, and my parents took me to that movie, and I was like, this has got to happen. So I enrolled in karate at the Juno Shotokan Karate Do Club in Juno.
And he's been practicing karate ever since. Hayes teaches Shotokan karate, which he says is the most well-known form of the martial art.
Shotokan karate originated in the island of Okinawa. The founder of our style moved to Japan in the late 20s. It's a very long story that goes all the way back to China, but suffice to say that he took the Okinawan style of karate that he was taught as a child, integrated it with some other styles, and included it into his own, and developed what we know today as Shotokan karate.
Hayes teaches classes to everyone from four-year-olds through adults at the Skagway Rec Center. He says it's a good cardiovascular workout. There's stretching, calisthenics, push-ups.
We commit to a sort of a regimen of trying to perfect our technique. So you get a really great full-body workout. Plus, there's a lot of mental discipline that goes into it.
Second grader Henry Barrett says he has learned some Japanese, like how to count to 12. But one of his favorite parts of the class is when they do the drills.
He has big, long rubber bands. Our partner ties the rubber band around our ankle. And then we have to step forward in our stances and try to get to the other end of the wall.
Sensei Ian, as he's known to his students, says he wants to make sure people know that his dojo, which is how he refers to his class, is a welcoming space.
I don't want people to be scared that this is a big macho thing or to feel like they have to be in shape. That's one of the most common refrains you get is, oh, well, once I get in shape, I'd love to come try a class. And my answer to anyone is, I'll get you in shape. You just need to show up, because that's the hard part, especially for adults.
Third grader Hudson Williams is also in the class. He says he wants to earn a black belt, and his favorite move is the round kick.
I love it. I get to learn a bunch of techniques, and I get to learn a martial art.
Hayes is in Nashville this week training and learning more techniques from other senseis to help him become a better teacher of the craft.
They're making sure that what I'm teaching is on a par with what they expect, and that my techniques are at a high level, so we're part of a international organization.
He says Shotokan karate isn't really a self-defense class. He says he's confident after practicing for 30 years that he could defend himself with the skills and disciplines he knows, but that's not the focus of the class.
What I can give you is the physical fitness, self-awareness, situational awareness that will hopefully someday help you if you were ever in a sticky situation.
In December, Hayes says he'll be doing some workshops for beginners, but anybody can show up to a class to get started. Southeast Alaska Independent Living is offering a program in which veterans can choose their own caretakers. As KTOO's Bridget Dowd reports, the program allows seniors to continue living at home instead of moving into assisted living facilities.
There are about 77,000 veterans in Alaska, but according to AARP, only about 29% of them access Veterans Affairs benefits. That's why Janine Allen, who works in Southeast Alaska Independent Living's Haines office, wants to spread the word about their services.
I feel like anything we can do to promote veterans being able to obtain the care they need and to be able to live happy, lives at home is really what SAIL's all about.
SAIL's newest program is called VOICE. That stands for Veteran Options for Independence, Choice, and Empowerment.
It's a veteran-directed program, so it's designed for veterans that need assistance with their daily living, but they want to remain at home.
That's Sierra Jimenez, an assistant director for SAIL. She says interested veterans just need to enroll in VA healthcare and meet the criteria for nursing home level care. Then the VA will give them a monthly budget.
And then they can hire and fire and train whoever they'd like. And it can be a family member, a spouse. It can be the neighbor. Our job is to help coordinate it and kind of be the in-between with the VA and just to make sure that the program is on track and answer any questions and help with paperwork.
At that point, all the veteran has to do is submit timesheets for their chosen employees. Jimenez says the program is especially helpful for those who live in more rural parts of Alaska, where there's a shortage of care workers.
So even though they qualify for services, they can't get employees to provide them. And this also allows people to hire a family member who was already doing the work, but can relieve some of the stress if they had to quit their job to take care of their spouse. Well, now they can get paid to do that.
91-year-old veteran and Haines resident Joe Hotch has been using the VOICE program for a year and a half. His wife, Georgiana Hotch, says Joe was able to hire two caretakers, set their wages, and use any leftover funds to meet other needs, like purchasing a bed rail.
And that helped him to get out of bed in the morning or in the middle of the night. It really helped him to remain independent at his age.
Georgiana is not retired, and she says the VOICE program allows her to continue to work without worrying about Joe.
It has helped Joe and I immensely. We're very thankful.
SAIL only offers VOICE throughout Southeast Alaska, but partner organizations offer services in the Mot-Su and the Kenai Peninsula. For more information about the program, you can contact your local SAIL office or visit sailinc.org. In Juneau, I'm Bridget Dowd.
For KHNS News, I'm Mike Swayze. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also subscribe to or follow KHNS News anywhere you get your podcasts.